Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Cellar Notes. We've talked a lot about rosés, but one area that we probably haven't really spent much time on is people may not realize just how broad and diverse all of the many styles of rosé are. There's a lot to be explored.
There is a lot. And if you lined up 20 rosés, you'd have 20 different colors.
Yes, you would.
20 different types of wines. I tried rosés from three different regions, Hugh. I was really, really impressed, and it was a real pleasure. Let's talk about the first one. It's called Pourche Haute Argali. Now, Pourche Haute is the name of the maker. It's from the Pays d'Arc in France.
Okay.
Argali is a style of rosé, apparently, that is very dry, features a lot of minerality, and then citrus tangerine notes, which actually sounds like about half of the rosés out there. Argali's special. This came in the most bizarre bottle I've ever seen. It was frosted. One side was flat. The other was round. And so when you held it on sideways, it looked like the hull of a boat. But it poured, you know.
Okay.
Had a glass stopper, which those things really annoy me. But it did pour well. Give it some... But the wine was really pretty darn decent. It was pale pink. It was fragrant with the smell of tree blossoms, which I really like. And the flavors really pleased me. It was bone dry, but there's a lot of pure fruit, reminiscent of peaches, tangerines, mm-hmm. and with a good mineral backbone to it. It's tremendous acidity in this to balance out that fruit. So it was really, really well made. I just thought it was a very nice rosé. Pourche Haute Argali style wine made from Grenache and Sansot, which you would expect from that part of the world, the Pays d'Arc.
Right.
$24.
Okay.
The bottle will get the conversation started. Now, further north in France is the Anjou region, which is part of the Loire Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a totally different style mm-hmm. of rosé. In the south, you get these really pretty bone dry, very minerally rosés. Anjou, it's like they were making rosés out of pears. It's just a little bit sweeter. Oh, it's nice and soft, beautiful colors. And here's one that was from the Domaine de Petit Clocher, Rosé d'Anjou from 2023. Only $15 for this wine.
Okay.
Let me see. It has a signature soft mouthfeel and a fruity off-dry flavor, which is, I think, classic. And this was a very good example of this style of wine. Pale golden pink with an aroma of yellow pears and flower petals. So the whole thing was just a real pleasure and a joy to drink. Now here comes one that just absolutely captured my imagination. Villa Wolf Pinot Noir Rosé from Germany.
Would not have thought that.
Go figure. $16. And this is a heck of a wine. Is this the shape of things to come, I wonder, because mm-hmm. of global warming? It could be. But it's a very good rosé made from a grape that really doesn't belong in Germany. But for the record, it's a medium pink rosé with an aroma that is reminiscent of rose petals, nectarines, and a touch of minerality. Very, very fresh. The wine has rather intense flavors for a rosé. Lots of ripe peaches, a lot of ginger and pétillance. So a lot to like. Villa Wolf Pinot Noir Rosé, my wine of the week.
I'm Al Spohler. And I'm Hugh Siss. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.